Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Welcome to Morning Show. Let's talk to Matt Brown. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Right, let's kick off with the headlines. Core finance, US tech rotation failed, Brexit lunch, and CBOE announces go-live dates for Bitcoin. Don't really know where to start on all of that. Lots to get our teeth into. Let's talk about the tech sector rotation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, wild swings on Wall Street. What's going on?
Well, look, we've seen tech stocks sell off. They've had a stellar year, likes of Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, etc., all the big names. We've seen a little bit of a sell-off. Now, this has come on the back of the US tax reform. I don't actually see it as a negative. These sectors have performed very well. So we're coming into the end of the year. A lot of fund managers have been waiting for these tax reforms to come through. And they want to use their funds. Where do they want to put them? They want to put them in US banks. Well, obviously, with the interest rate hike expected next week in the US, that's profitable for the US banks. But they've got to get the money from somewhere. Yep. So you take it from the outperforming stocks, you put it into the underperforming stocks. It's a rotation, nothing to fear. I actually don't see that as a bad sign in the market. It just goes show, you know, take the value where you can. Even retail traders should potentially be doing the same. It doesn't mean there's been a big outflow of funds from the market. It's just a little bit of rotation, a little bit of jiggery-pokery into the year end, make the fund managers look good, and that's all it is. So I see that as a positive.
Brexit, quick
well,
headline.
Not a positive. All seemed to be going swimmingly yeah. well over lunch, albeit it was a four-hour lunch, so maybe the soup got cold and someone got fed up.
Boom, boom.
Finally, obviously, Theresa May, she gets a call from Eileen Foster, she's been duped, no pun intended, with the DUP, deal's off the table. However, I expect there'll be a little bit of horse trading, a little bit of brokering behind the scenes going on with Theresa May and the DUP party. I believe she's in Brussels tomorrow. I think our politics correspondent, Rob Double, is over there. Hopefully he can get a few sound bites out of Mrs. May. But yeah, for the moment, not good news. And the market, we've seen the pound get ahead of itself yesterday on the belief that a deal was on the table, sold off today.
Yep. And finally, CBOE announces go-live date for Bitcoin. Boom, yep. Boom. So we can actually go short, can we?
Oh, if you want. Yeah, good luck to it. Good luck to you. 10th of December, 5 p.m, we will see a futures contract on the CBOE. Some may, as you rightly say, use that as a shorting opportunity. Others may see that as further...
reason to buy it.
Exactly, further validity for the currency. This comes as... JP Morgan have said Bitcoin could be the new gold. Bear in mind that Jamie Dimon, the head of JP Morgan, has been very anti-Bitcoin in the past.
Right, let's move on to the leaderboard. Provident Financial Group today. Are they back in the doghouse?
Yeah, back in the doghouse indeed. Down 15% today. Now, they're in the FTSE 250 after being kicked out of the FTSE 100 after a very woeful year. The FCA is investigating Moneybarn, which is owned by Provident Financial. A few issues there with regards to its another lending arm from the doorstep lender. It looked as if Provident were getting their house in order, cash balance actually looking quite well considering they sold off quite heavily. Mid-summer, just bad news for them. It continues, and another red flag for this particular stock.
Subprime. Right, let's talk about small caps today. The Character Group PLC.
Now, I've picked the stock out. Inline numbers today, a preliminary update. Now, what do Character Group do? Well, they have the rights to Peppa Pig. And believe it or not, they're still around, Teletubbies. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, 20 years to the day, Teletubbies, Say Uh-Oh or Uh-Oh, was number one in the charts. Wow. So, God, 20 years flies by. Look, they're saying numbers all in line, obviously, with the Christmas period coming up. That's also important to the company. Performing well, and they've got the rights to Pokemon characters for UK and Ireland next year. Master distributor for that. But numbers all look in line, albeit they're a little bit weaker year on year.
Understood. In terms of currencies, Great British Pound against US dollar, 133.91, so a sell-off this morning, you say. And Euro, Great British Pound, 88.47. All eyes back on the politicians.
Yes, I mean, if you see a deal break, this has cleared out the market. I expect the pound certainly to rally against the dollar and strengthen against the euro. Could see it back up near the 135 mark if a deal is brokered. Hopefully, by this time tomorrow.
Okay, let's move swiftly on to broker upgrades. Tesco's, Goldman Sachs going from a sell to a buy. That's a proper turnaround.
Yeah, proper turnaround. Goldman Sachs really banging the drum on the UK supermarkets this morning. We've seen Tesco trade up about 3%, Sainsbury's, Morrison's and the like. On the back of it, they've been upgraded as well. Just bullish on the UK supermarkets. They see them as oversold of late. Ronnie Chopper actually last week was banging the drum as well on Tesco. So maybe Goldman Sachs were watching the show.
There you go. There's a thought. Right, call number 800. What's caught your attention?
Well, I actually picked out this number yesterday. So it's the same number, 800, but for different reasons. Yesterday, we were talking about 800 jobs being created by Facebook in the UK. Positive story. Fantastic to hear. Unfortunately, today, 800 jobs potentially may be lost. Redundancies at Toys R Us, after the Toys R Us parent company in the US has got into problems. They're looking at the Toys R Us stores in the UK and saying, actually, look, they're not profitable. We can't make as much money out. And the old 80s, 90s model of large warehouses, stack them high, sell them cheap, it's gone out of favour with the internet now. They're looking at trying to get higher footfall in shopping centres with smaller stores, but very sad to hear 800 people will be out of a job potentially before Christmas.
Okay, let's wrap up the economic calendar in terms of just the US today. The market service PMI and the ISM non-manufacturing. Very dull day.
Yeah, dull day. In Europe, we've already had the PMI data out here, and there will be a bit of focus, obviously, on the US data, but it's non-farm payrolls, and we're looking at, obviously, the Fed meeting next week, I think, are the big things on the radar. Tax reforms, Brexit, Bitcoin, they're the three main things to look out today.
Matt, thank you very much indeed.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.